2H, Exercise 3, page 24.
You could call it the extreme sport of the ancient world. However you classify it, chariot races were full of danger and excitement, and a definite passion of the ancient Romans. What was all the fuss about? Well, here with me today is Professor Charles Nickerson to tell us about this popular ancient pastime. Welcome to the show, Professor Nickerson.
Thank you.
Professor, can you start by describing to us a typical race?
Certainly. Chariot races took place in a stadium, or circus as they were called. The circus was oval in shape and seated hundreds of thousands of spectators. The ground consisted of sand, and there were no lanes. Chariots were built for speed. Thus, they had to be light and simple in design. They were drawn by between 2 and 10 horses. All this made it very dangerous for the drivers.
Races were obviously very exciting then.
Yes, the first driver to complete 7 rounds on the track was the winner. There were few rules and pretty much anything was allowed. This gave an illusion of freedom to the masses that loved the races so dearly. Since anything was allowed, crashes were frequent and quite spectacular.
So a lot of drivers were injured or killed.
Yes, and this danger and all the thrills are what attracted so many Romans to the races. They were held on religious or public holidays, and were attended by hundreds of thousands of people. Although the races were free to the people, a lot of money was made by gambling on the races.
They were betting on the drivers?
Yes, or the teams they belonged to. There were different teams that were supported by businesses. The teams recruited the best drivers who wore the team's colours. Of course, the best drivers were those quick to avoid collisions and strong enough to last these long races. But most importantly, drivers needed to control their chariots well.
The drivers were quite talented then.
Yes, they were the sports stars of their day. Although most of them had short careers, they were hugely popular, and the best of them became celebrities across the empire. Many started out as slaves, but with the money they earned, they soon bought their freedom.
It sounds like the Romans took their teams and races seriously, just like, let's say, we do football today.
That's right. People were fanatical about their teams. They would cheer their team on, have big celebrations after wins, and often fight with opposing fans. Superstition even played a role, as they would place special curse tablets made of lead near the starting area to curse the opposition. Drivers may have been the stars, but they were often humble after a win and showed little emotion.
Not like today's sports stars who like to do a victory dance after a win.
No, the charioteers were much more constrained. Chariot races touched all areas of Roman society. There was a lot of money being made, and the masses were passionate for the races. Even the emperors couldn't stay out of the action. The different teams had a tremendous amount of influence on their fans, so it made sense for the emperors to keep up with the races and keep an eye on what each team was doing on and off the track.
Once again, another example of how sport influences our lives. Thank you, Professor Nickerson, for the interesting insights on the once great chariot races.
My pleasure.